This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, August 30th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Moore's Head had 160 violations in 2 years. Crockett named co-chair of Harris campaign, and FCC moves ahead with Rural 5G fund. FSIS records show Boar's history of food safety violations at Boar's Head plant. Records show USDA inspectors found about 92 instances of noncompliance between January 1, 2022 and August 1 of 2023 at Boar's Head Jarrett, Virginia plant, now associated with a major listeria outbreak that has left 9 dead. In total, since the beginning of 2022 to the beginning of August of this year, USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service has found over 160 food safety violations at the plant, that according to agency records. These include mold and insect sightings. Earlier this summer, Boar's Head recalled about 207,528 pounds of product after traceback data suggested its liverwurst produced in the Virginia plant could be contaminated with listeria. Once the connection was confirmed, the company recalled an additional 7 million pounds of product, including all items made at the facility, out of precaution. An FSIS spokesperson said in an email yesterday that the agency has suspended inspections at the Jarrett establishment, meaning it will remain closed until it has demonstrated it can produce a safe product. Boar's Head has partnered with leading global food safety experts to conduct an investigation into the source of the recall, according to company spokesperson. Additionally, it's disinfecting, enhancing policies and procedures where needed, and offering additional training for employees. We want to assure consumers that no product will be released from this facility until it meets the highest quality and safety standards you deserve and expect, the Boar's Head spokesperson wrote in a statement. House Ag Democrat tapped for role in Harris-Waltz campaign. Freshman House Agriculture Committee Representative Jasmine Crockett of Texas was named a national co-chair of Vice President Kamala Harris' presidential campaign on Wednesday. She joins other lawmakers like Representative Steve Horsford of Nebraska, Veronica Escobar of Texas, Lisa Blunt Rochester of Delaware, Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, and former White House infrastructure lead Mitch Landrieu. Crockett and other co-chairs develop messaging with the campaign and also speak with voters and media on behalf of the ticket. The Dallas Democrat has quickly earned national attention. Crockett was even tapped for a speaking slot at the Democratic National Convention, where she took jabs at Republicans and blamed MAGA supporters for blocking passage of the Farm Bill. "I am incredibly honored and thank Vice President Harris and Governor Walz for trusting me to be a part of this exciting and vibrant campaign rooted in improving the everyday lives of all Americans across the country," Crockett said in a statement. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. FCC votes to move forward with Rural 5G Fund. The Federal Communication Commission yesterday announced it had approved a plan to spend up to $9 billion to expand voice and 5G mobile broadband service to rural areas. The funding will come through the 5G Fund for Rural America, which was first established in 2020 but never rolled out due to the Commission's decision to wait until it could collect better data on service availability. The Commission plans to put out a public notice prior to the beginning auctions for the program. Bovaer heads to China. Swiss-Dutch animal food company DSM Firmenich yesterday announced it had signed an agreement with Chinese Modern Dairy Holdings to enhance sustainability of Chinese dairy farming through the use of methane-reducing feed ingredient Bovaer. Why is this notable? Well, China's aiming to reduce the methane emissions across all sectors, including agriculture, through a methane emission control action plan it released last November. Bovaer is already available in the U.S. as well as 64 other countries. We are excited to commence preparation to enter the Chinese dairy market, the company's senior vice president for Bovaer said in a release. We are on track to submit our Chinese registration dossier for Bovaer later this year and hope to gain approval in the coming years. House Ag Chair optimistic about September Farm Bill movement. In an interview on the sidelines of the Farm Progress Show, House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson told AgriPulse newsmakers that lawmakers should be focused on a short-term extension of the Farm Bill, not a one-year extension. Senate GOP Whip John Thune of South Dakota said last week that Congress was likely to pass a one-year extension. I love Senator Thune, but he's completely wrong, Thompson said. To continue to do for a year what we have been doing just spells doom and gloom for the American farmer and rancher. Newsmakers will be available later today at AgriPulse.com. Judge affirms judgment against Illinois man for using Monsanto GE seeds. A federal judge has revived an order against an Illinois man to pay Monsanto Production Supply for improper use of Monsanto seeds. U.S. District Judge Sue Myerscough granted a petition filed with a seed company which had won a judgment in 2017 of nearly $6.9 million against Rick Rosentreter for improperly converting genetically engineered soybean seeds. The judge added interest of about $603,000 and made the order effective for another 7 years. Last year, Rosentreter paid about $12,000 toward the judgment, according to the judge's order. Bayer bought Monsanto in 2018 for about $63 billion. Here's today's final word. I actually think it's immoral when in trade wars there's retaliatory tariffs placed on your food supply and what you need to feed your nation. Well, that's House Agriculture Committee Chair Representative Glenn G.T. Thompson when asked at the Farm Progress Show if he supports Trump's proposed trade policy given the threat of retaliatory tariffs against U.S. ag commodities. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, August 30th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Talley.